regarding shipments from Tasmania to China. They couldn't see why that couldn't have been resolved. It's not a big issue, it's not a big deal. All other states in Australia can handle it, including New Zealand. And what's wrong with Tasmania?
Well, what do the Chinese that you've been negotiating with, what do they want? Why would they come for meat sheep from here in Tasmania?
Well, we've been exporting sheep overseas since 1967 to Japan, China and various other countries. And our sheep from Maranangi here obviously perform because they do know the name, they do know the brand, they do know the sheep. We've even had the Chinese people visit our property and look at our sheep, even though they knew that they couldn't buy them, purchase them, under the current rules with protocol. And we have reasonably good numbers for them to source the larger numbers that they require.
And when you say the larger numbers, big numbers for you or big numbers for the industry?
Well, big numbers for the breeders of the sheep that actually participate. Australia-wide, there's somewhere between 8 and 10,000 stud Suffolks go out from the other states. And it's not only Suffolks. On these orders that come through, there's Dorpers, there's White Suffolks, and other breeds of Donies, other breeds of sheep that are able to go to China. Now, those breeds could also be sourced in Tasmania the same as the Suffolks. But, I mean, everybody's being bypassed, and there's money that could be coming into the state to help people through drought and help people along the way with their livestock. And it's depriving the Tasmanian farmers of income that they should be getting.
How much do the Chinese pay compared to the local market for these stud sheep?
Well, currently there are four orders being filled for China for delivery at the end of February, and their price currently is for rams, ram lambs and tootlers over 60 kilos, $750, and for ewes, ewe lambs or one-year-old ewes over 40 kilos live weight, $450 each. And that's no expenses. They meet all veterinary expenses and expenses incurred from the property through quarantine to China. Those same amount of sheep locally would be in the vicinity of just over 15,000, whereas if they went to China, it'd be in excess of 73,000. And that's a lot of money, and it's the difference between farming in Tasmania and being able to be viable. It's not viable. And it's a market there that hasn't got to be developed. The market is already there. We've only got to supply it.
But Tasmania has a state agri-growth strategy. We've got national free trade agreements with China. We're supposed to see more liberalised trade. What do you think's happened here? Why hasn't this come in?
The reason is because the small clause says that foot rot is not a notifiable disease in Tasmania. But foot rot is in Tasmania. Not all properties have got it. Some properties are treating it and some properties are living with it. These sheep, as far as the foot rot clause is concerned, they're all individually inspected the day they leave to the mainland to go into quarantine. And if there's a problem with any health issue, the sheep are then removed from the consignment. So it's not as though we're going to be exporting foot rot to other countries or out of Tasmania with the inspection, individual inspection of the sheep. And as far as it being a notifiable disease, all other states live with it. It's not a problem. You don't have to notify. If it's notifiable, if farmers wish to notify it, they can. But you don't need to alter anything other than the fact that foot rot's a notifiable disease in Tasmania. And it used to be. It used to be. It was only changed when sheep shipment protocol had to be altered to send sheep to Mexico and Romania years ago, and it was never altered back. It was taken away from them. We were never asked could they take it away, and it went, and nobody actually knew it had gone virtually till the fact that somebody like myself trying to get sheep overseas to countries, and that clause is in that prevents me from participating in the exports.
You've shown me a dossier of documents, letters that you've written on this. If you don't get a change, how much longer can you keep this up?
I've been breeding them for 52 years now. I started off when in a school kid in the backyard in St Leonard's with a ram and four ewes. I had a sale last week, and at that price, I could not substantiate living. It's less than what you'd earn on the dole or delivering pamphlets and putting in letters in local towns. It's just not on. I can't sustain that. And it's no point in going along. And, I mean, my sheep are known all over the world. I've judged all over the world and being held up by just this one clause from earning a reasonable living.